Back once again with our Coaches Insight programs here on Care 93.7. I'm Brandon Tam, and we're joined by ACCHS football coach, that is Cody Techmeyer, presented by L&L Construction, as the Tigers get set for their Week 5 tilt coming up on Friday on the road at Pleasant Ridge. Coach, you know, last week, game against Rossville, opening up district play, it certainly wasn't the outcome that you wanted to see from your team. Is it a scenario where you just simply wipe the slate clean and move on to the next week, or how much can you really take away from a game like that?
You know, really, as the game went on, I thought we were playing just, you know, our effort was there. I just thought they were that much better than us. As I watched film this week or over the weekend, I noticed that they really weren't that much better than us. I mean, yes, they're a good team, don't get me wrong. But the score did not really tell how that game. We just did a lot of little things not well. We struggled getting off the ball. I think we were a little – I think just the name Rossville kind of had that game won. Their culture and their, you know, what they've been in the past kind of had that game won before it started. And that's something that we're trying to get away from, you know, making sure our boys understand we have a chance to win every time we step on the field. Watching film, you know, like I said, we did not get off the ball well. We didn't maintain blocks well. My linebackers really didn't get downhill, and just a lot of things that are fixable. So that was a good thing to see as I'm watching film. But like you said, you know, we're 1 week at a time. We're forgetting that game, learning from it, moving on, and we're focused on Pleasant Ridge this week.
Yeah, and sometimes games can be tough like that for kids. How have they bounced back this week? Did they kind of put that one behind them? And how do you feel like they've bounced back in practice this week?
We haven't got a lot of practice time in yet, with our JV game on Monday being at Rossville. So yesterday was really our first day of practice. And we focused a lot on little things. They did a pretty good job. They listen well. They're starting to buy in a little more, I think. You know, we focused on a lot of things that we did not do well Friday night. So I would say yesterday was one of our better, more intense practices of improving so far.
Talking to ACCHS football coach Cody Techmeyer, brought to you by L&L Construction. A couple more minutes with him here in our Coaches Insight program. We get Pleasant Ridge this week. You go on the road, Northeast Kansas League Showdown, and we'll talk about them in a minute. But as we sit here at 2-2, you know, we're at the halfway point in the regular season. From where we began things a month ago to where we are today, what do you see as maybe the biggest strides that your team has made, and maybe it's still what's a thing or two that you're really still trying to hone on with your guys?
Some things we're trying to hold. I mean, we're kind of lacking some team leadership. That team last year had, you know, graduating 10 seniors or whatever they had last year. That's been a struggle for us this year because we have guys that didn't have to lead. And we're used to that role. So that's kind of one of the things that's been lacking this year that we're really trying to push. You know, and then just simply learning from our mistakes. You know, we see on film what we do wrong. Now we have to fix it. We have to be better in practice all week. And then obviously in the game, when we get to the game this coming Friday night, we can't make the same mistakes we did last week. But at the same time, trying to get these kids to understand that, you know, they're teenagers. They're 15 to 17 to 18-year-olds. They're going to make mistakes. We can't let that one mistake turn into a bad series or a bad series turn into a bad game. And I think for the most part, we've done that. You know, you know, 2 weeks ago, we got JCN came to town and they kind of kicked the butt. We went to Oski and kind of bounced back with that win. And here we are again with Rossville coming to town and put a heck of a game together on us. And we need to bounce back, and I expect us to do that.
Well, Pleasant Ridge now, again, the opponent, they kind of do the same thing that you had just mentioned right there. You know, they play JCN early. Got beat down pretty good there, but they bounced back in a game against Oskaloosa where they held on for a win. They've also lost to Jackson Heights, who sits here this week at 4-0, and then they bounced back last week and beat Morehill Mounts Academy 55-16. So they're also 2-2. They have alternated the wins and losses so far, but what do you see from this Rams team?
They're pretty big and physical up front. You know, if we don't get off the ball this week, we're going to be in some trouble again. Their quarterback's a heck of a ball player, you know, and I've got that from our Hills coach. I got that from Jackson Heights' coach, that he's probably their best player. He kind of looks a little bit like Rossville's quarterback, where he runs the ball and he gets downhill hard. You know, and then I just see them as a very similar team to us. Got some athletic guys, got some big guys up front. Both teams are going to make mistakes, and it's going to be the team that can keep from making those mistakes the most that's going to come out on top. And, you know, we're going to have to be physical. We're going to have to be athletic and go with what we learned this week and should be able to come out on top of the win.
Finally, Coach, just give us a few keys and expectations. What do you want to see from your team, and what's it going to take to get a win against Pleasant Ridge?
Being disciplined. Doing our job on defense is one thing. You know, sometimes we get caught trying to do somebody else's job. That's been a big message this week. Yesterday in practice was each one of you has a job. If you do your job, coaches aren't going to be upset at you, then you're doing your job correctly. If all 11 guys do their job correctly, more often than not, we're going to be just fine. Offensively, again, take care of the ball. We can't have the negative plays. We had way too many negative plays last week, whether it be dropping a pitch or a penalty of some sort. We're not built to overcome that. So we've got to continue moving forward, even if it's 2 yards at a time. We still have to move forward on every single play and limit our mistakes on the offensive line.
There it is, ACCHS football coach Cody Techmeyer joining us, brought to you by L&L Construction. Battle of 2-2s inside the Northeast Kansas League coming up on Friday night. ACCHS on the road at Pleasant Ridge. Coach, we appreciate it very much. Good luck this week.
Hey, thank you guys very much. Go Tigers.